WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Differences remain between the city of College Station and a local faith-based housing assistance group over the administration of a federal grant assisting lower-income homebuyers.
Last week, the College Station City Council approved reimbursing HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, $181,000 after city staff determined Embrace Brazos Valley spent the money on a project outside the city limits. The attorney for the nonprofit group, Chris Peterson, says the allegation of a technical violation involves using two lots purchased in College Station as collateral for projects outside the city. Peterson says it was not an issue at the time the grant was awarded.
The original folks that were on the contract, they knew about this the whole time.
Peterson says one College Station home was built and sold. The second home remains under construction until the money from the sale of the first home runs out. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A former College Station resident caught with more than 64,000 pornographic images of children is back on the streets. State authorities granted parole to 43-year-old Greg Baird after serving 4 years of a 15-year sentence. Baird was released Thursday to start serving 10 years of probation. It's been a year since an armed robbery at Commerce National Bank at 29th and Broadmoor in Bryan. One of two men accused of the holdup appeared this week in Brazos County District Court. After the jury was selected, 43-year-old Brian Champion of Houston pleaded guilty to the robbery. The jury sentenced Champion to 60 years in prison. It's been almost 2 years since College Station police investigated an armed robbery at FedStar Credit Union. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the suspect was picked up following a similar robbery in Benton, Arkansas.
At this point, the federal authorities are handling the prosecution and follow-up investigation related to this and multiple other robberies.
37-year-old Richard Swicegood of Waxahachie is accused of the robberies in Texas, Arkansas, and Mississippi. A century-old Jewish temple on the southwest side of the downtown Bryan Historic District is getting an update. Temple Frida on South Parker behind Old Bryan Marketplace recently had its stained glass windows removed for repair by the same glass company that originally constructed them. Bryan resident Stephanie Sale is part of the group working with the city to preserve the only synagogue in Texas to be named for a woman. After the restoration, Sale says the temple would likely play host to small receptions and weddings, as well as educational and musical gatherings. Two milestones mark this year's Texas A&M University's Fish Camp. Today marks the start of the 60th year. Freshman Aggies, who are nicknamed Fish, have the opportunity to learn about A&M traditions and college life in general. Alex Kalin of Arlington, who is this year's camp director, will lead a record 6,500 fish and 1,200 student counselors.
They'll have, you know, sophomores who are only 1 year removed, but then they'll have some juniors and seniors who, you know, they may be more removed from their freshman year, might not remember it as well, but they have the experience of, you know, attending college for 3 or 4 years.
And there are a record 7 4-day sessions. Each one has its own color, with lime being added this year. And from this morning, the rash of vehicle burglaries continues on the south side of town. Of the 9 cases listed by College Station police that took place on Thursday, 4 took place on Tournay Drive south of Edelweiss Gardens Park off Eagle Avenue, and 4 more off Nantucket Drive. Please lock your cars. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
This is an important message for men who were born on or before 1974. If you're a man born on or before the year 1974, your prostate may be at risk. Do you experience more frequent urges to urinate? Does it take more time to urinate than it used to? Are you waking at night to urinate? If you said yes to any of this, you need to call now for a free trial of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula. Just call 1-800-964-7439. Super Beta Prostate helps men over 40 reduce the symptoms of an enlarged prostate. It's made with a natural ingredient that's clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate and support bladder emptying. If you're a man born in or before 1974, get your free 30-day supply of Super Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7439. That's 1-800-964-7439. Call 1-800-964-7439.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's 712. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
Sunshine, it's going to be with us today. It's going to drive temperatures up to about 90 degrees. We'll see whether or not we can pick up a thunderstorm. We have some heavy activity this morning just west of the Texas coast. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine, maybe a thunderstorm for tomorrow. Highs reaching 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Sun, maybe a thunderstorm Sunday and 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Coming up in just a shake, the USA Today has released their preseason coaches poll with the Aggies slotting in the top 20. Lots of photos from the media day they had the other day, and they were finally released, so you can see the new facilities built for Texas A&M, and a whole lot more going on in baseball with the yesterday trade deadline at 2 o'clock. We'll share that and more at sports at 7:50.
So today is Respect Your Parents Day. Your kids are probably still asleep, right? Today's Get Ready for Kindergarten. We begin Get Ready for Kindergarten Month this month, just letting you know. And it's golf month. We didn't mention that earlier. And, of course, we got that junior PGA thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we got that track meet thingy happening, huh?
Oh, it's the Games of Texas.
That's it. It's the big kickoff shindig thing happening at Olson Field tonight. Do you know anybody mm-hmm. who's going to be there, Kevin?
Yes, I do. Zach and I will actually be the master of ceremonies Whoa! For the evening.
Are you making balloon animals and doing backflips? Is that mm-hmm. right? Zach does the backflips and you do the balloon animals, right?
Yeah, okay.
I just wondered. I didn't know. How do you will there be the release of doves or anything?
I don't. That is not in the itinerary.
Okay. Well, all right. I just wondered. You know, just wondered what kind of ceremonial things they'd be doing for that. When's that big deal happen?
I want to say the main part of the festivity starts at 7:30.
Okay, that's when you'll be out on stage doing your thing.
Yes. A little hobnobbing before that as folks trickle in.
Last night at 7:30 it was raining, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it's not. It's going to be nice. It's going to be. We got great weather for that, so looking forward to that. And so we have a new color for fish camp. Is that correct?
And I agree with the people who say lime is not a color.
So now we're going to get into a kerfuffle over this?
No, there's no need for a kerfuffle. They're just wrong.
Well,
of course... I mean, are there other colors they could have gone to? I guess there are, right?
Sure. I think they're avoiding maroon.
Well, sure. No, that would make sense. You don't want to do that.
Well, you've got three primary, three secondary, so there's the six. I get you need to move on to a seventh one, but, you know, where's puce and...
mauve.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, and that's the other thing. Have we got we don't have brown. Do we have brown?
No.
All right, see? We could go right there, couldn't we? I'm just saying. That'll be interesting. We'll see how all that works out. And now, so what, do they get a T-shirt that color? Is that basically mm-hmm. the way it works? Okay.
That's it.
And they all run off to East Texas in buses, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
I had my own
freshman orientation.
Okay.
They hop on a bus Saturday at like 8 o'clock in the morning after going through 30 or 40 minutes worth of stuff at Reed.
Yeah, okay. A Thomason, I don't know Thomason Airways, but you might not want to fly them. A Thomason Airways flight from Tunisia to Edinburgh was diverted when a drunk passenger allegedly attacked the crew with a fake body part.
All right.
48-year-old woman asked the flight attendant for, quote, cigarettes and a parachute. Then she allegedly started swinging her own prosthetic leg around. Golly!
I would like cigarettes and a parachute.
Yeah, and then she took her leg off and started swinging it around. One witness says that staff members wrestled the fake leg from her, but then she started trying to kick him with her good leg. Eventually subdued, the pilot made an emergency landing in London, immediately escorted away by police. That had to be a great story.
She swore she was innocent but didn't have a leg to stand
Thank
on.
You so much.
No.
It's all right. It doesn't
even
really
get
need
it to
it.
Fire off. Okay, that's okay. So, obviously, there are all sorts of crimes committed in the big city of Houston. This one a little odd. Several men grabbed as many hair extensions as they could on Wednesday morning after backing their pickup truck into a Southwest Houston store. Surveillance video recorded the men crashing into the Beauty Sensations located along Beechnut near the West Sam Houston Tollway. We know where that is. Total of 8 guys came in and out and took everything, said the owner's son. In minutes, the thieves appeared to have the store's most valuable merchandise in hand. Some of these, it says here, some of these items sell for $400 a piece. That's what hair extensions sell for?
Goodness.
Anyway, they suspect the thieves knew beforehand exactly how they were going to handle it and exactly where the stuff was located in the store. Just letting you know, planning ahead. All right, so let's see. When does the NFL season start? I know not soon enough for so many of us, but pretty soon. Anyway, we got the
preseason starts within the next, yeah. I think, 9 days.
Okay, so you got that. So, you know, they've got the NFL channel out there. So the idea is, why would you want the NFL channel, right? What does it give you that you might not get? Well, apparently, they are going to put RFID tags, radio frequency identification tags, will be attached to the shoulder pads of NFL players beginning this season. The technology will only be available in 17 stadiums, and the information gathered will be seen during all the NFL Network broadcasts. So that means that on those Thursday nights during the 2014 season, the end product will basically look like Madden, where you can highlight the pass routes along with other physical data.
I wonder if this is similar to the technology they were using during the World Cup. They said they were tracking the exertion of the soccer players.
Oh, really?
So that they could better, so the trainers could know when to rotate people in.
Oh, well, that I didn't know, really. Well, okay, maybe that is the same type of thing. And again, well, it does. It just becomes, I guess then, soon what they'll do is they'll start putting that information up on the screen so that you'll be able to see what the heart rate is of the receiver after he catches the ball.
They were saying one of the star players, and this is in soccer, I imagine they'll do it the same in American football, that he had run something like 6 miles during the course of the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, yeah, running the routes even though we're not catching the ball. So 7:19. We didn't talk about this in the political segment. I think it's kind of interesting. The Central Intelligence Agency director, his name is John Brennan, has issued an official apology to the leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee after internal CIA probe found that some agency officials improperly snooped into the computers being used by the Senate staffers. See, I don't know that that's a bad idea. I mean, I think I want to know if they're sharing any of that information that shouldn't be shared, you know what I mean? But you have to go in and apologize because they're members of Congress? Is that
well, probably because it was against protocol. I wouldn't mind if there was a protocol in place and it was known.
Yeah.
I think he's apologizing that they went outside of their
he's apologizing they got caught.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's where he's going
but
that, with that.
Along those lines, you know, I'd rather him do that than mine.
Well,
they got
no
business in mine.
Well, I understand, but that's what I'm saying. I think I kind of want them at that and making sure that everything is staying where it should be and not be.
If they're doing the people's business, then, you know, the people should get to look at it.
Yeah. Rush is going to do an update on this, but this morning I think we need to make sure that everybody hears this. The weather is killing us now. The weather. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, those are the same people who told us it's not safe to eat at the Cheesecake Factory yesterday, if you remember that.
Yes.
They're telling us now that the weather is killing us. Hello?
Yeah, I wonder how much porn they found on the Senate floor.
That's the other thing they're apologizing for. All right, here's the deal. According to the Center for Disease Control, at least 2,000 U.S. Americans were killed by weather last year and every year. Heat waves, heat stroke, sunstroke, causing one-third of the more than 10,600 weather-related deaths between the years of 2006 and 2010, okay? Now, that's nearly one-third, okay? So that means that we've got two-thirds that we're not sure, you know, that heat wasn't related. You see, that means that they're cold-related.
Yeah.
63%.
There you go.
That's severe loss of body heat, okay? 63% was cold-related. The remainder is floods and storms and lightning strikes.
You want to hem and haw about how dangerous climate change is? Fine, but you should really be worried about it getting way too cold.
That's and again, Rush will talk about that in just a little while, but let's make sure that we read below the headline to see exactly what the real problem might be. Okay, it's time for beetle nerds to come together. A group of researchers have taken a small step toward making artificial intelligence a reality by developing a mathematical map of all 13 of the Beatles albums. I bet these are a bunch of old scientists. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let's pick the Beatles. Let's do that. The researchers created an algorithm that converted every song from Love Me Do to Let It Be into a visual map called a spectrogram that sorted out the similarities among the songs based on the sound frequencies and patterns, and then they used that mathematical formula to analyze the songs from each of the Beatles' albums. Why? The algorithm successfully ranked the albums chronologically and says that the Fab Four algorithm shows that artificial intelligence can track changes and progression in music styles by actually listening to popular music albums all the way through.
Hey, like, what if we took sound waves and turned them into colors, man?
Yeah. Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
With Suddenlink, you've got so many choices, I don't know why you'd want to go anyplace else. You can watch live TV on the go with Suddenlink's new Suddenlink To Go app, available on iPod and coming soon to other devices. Suddenlink is making things easier to get Netflix even. Suddenlink now provides access to Netflix directly through your TiVo. And they're doing something really kind of cool for the kiddos. Join Suddenlink and help out the local schools from now until August 29th. Donate $20 worth of school supplies and receive either free installation on any new service, free upgrade on any new TV or internet service, and any customer that signs up for the new service before August 29th will also be entered in a chance to win a backpack full of school supplies. Suddenlink is faster and better and easier than ever before, so it's time right now to switch to Suddenlink. Get blazing fast high-speed internet 15.0 for $35 a month. Suddenlink has been ranked as one of the most highly recommended service providers by PC Mag. Plus, Netflix ranks Suddenlink high-speed internet higher than DSL in speed. Suddenlink also has the 30-day money-back we promise guarantee, and there is absolutely no contract required. Get Suddenlink's best product lineup ever. Switch today. Stop by the local store on 29th Street right across from the TV station. It's 4114 29th Street for more information, or you can do it online. It's even easier than before at Suddenlink.com.
At Allen Honda, we believe summer isn't just a time of the year. It's something you do. And whether it's family road trips or cruising with good friends, summer happens in a Honda. Right now at Allen Honda's Super Summer Sale, lease a new Honda Accord for under $300 a month with zero due at signing. We'll even make the first payment for you. Stop by Allen Honda today or visit AllenHonda.com. 35-month lease plus tax and fees with approved credit. Zero due at signing. 12,000 miles per year. End September 2nd, 2014. See dealer for complete details.
Hey, it really does happen. A federal jury has convicted a West Texas man of shining a laser at a helicopter that was flying overhead. His name is Don Ray Dorsett. He was arrested back in February in El Paso with Thursday's conviction. 28-year-old El Paso man faces 5 years in prison, $250,000 fine. Nobody was injured in the incident, which happened January the 4th, involving a Texas Department of Public Safety helicopter. But the U.S. attorney said that pointing lasers at aircrafts does pose a risk to flight crew, passengers, and people on the ground. In 2013, there were 3,960 laser strikes reported. That's an 1,100% increase. Man, people got nothing else to do, I guess. Go ahead and let your cat chase it around. It's a lot safer. Here's your Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High temperature today, probably about 90. North winds at 5 to 10, which will make it pretty pleasant. About 71 for our low temperature tonight. Going to do the same thing tomorrow, and the winds will continue to be out of the northeast actually on Sunday as well. So that kind of moderates temperatures a little bit. Have a 20% chance of rain in the forecast on Saturday, Sunday, and Sunday night and Monday. And we'll be back up to about 94 on Tuesday, but pretty pleasant for the first week in August. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 5, 87% relative humidity. Overcast skies looking at 72.
He's got more nerve than a medulla oblongata. So much style, you'll lose voluntary control of your somatic nervous system. He'll relieve the pain in your brain. He is Dr. Ben Carson. And he's coming to Aggieland to share his message on the tough issues facing our country and the role of faith in public life. Hear Dr. Ben Carson on August 26th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets through the MSC box office. All proceeds benefit the Hope Pregnancy Center of Brazos Valley. Visit partnerwithhope.org to find out more.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The government's issued a new report. The findings might surprise you, especially if you buy the liberal climate BS. Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that the weather kills at least 2,000 Americans every year. The report examined close to 11,000 deaths attributed to the weather in the last 5 years, found that only 6% were the result of flooding, storms, or lightning strikes. Heat stroke, sunstroke were responsible for 31% of weather-related deaths. Now, here is the surprise. Almost two-thirds of all weather-related deaths are due to cold. That's right, baby, cold. Deborah Ingram, the report's author, says hurricanes, tornadoes, heat waves get more publicity for some reason than deaths related to the cold. So, Ms. Ingram, for some unknown reason, those in the business of publicizing weather events devote more attention to hurricanes, tornadoes, and heat waves. They ignore cold-related deaths. Even though more people die from cold? I wonder why. We need to put on our thinking caps and figure this out. What would motivate professional journalists and other esteemed members of the media to ignore cold-related deaths? You think of anything? I mean, anything at all? Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Maybe there's an ideology at work here, and that cold weather deaths don't quite fit into the global warming narrative that we have been sold for years. You think maybe that might be it?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Seattle guy went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Now, can you imagine if some thief got to your life savings? No one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, bank and retirement accounts, your credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing that if a thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush now or call and use promo code RUSH to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 800-440-4833. That's 800-440-4833. Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A local nonprofit and faith-based housing assistance organization disagrees with the city of College Station over the administration of a federal grant that assists homebuyers with lower incomes.
Embrace Brazos Valley owes the city of College Station $181,000. That's after the city council approved reimbursing HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, after city staff determined Embrace spent money on an out-of-town project. Embrace attorney Chris Peterson says the issue is over two lots purchased in College Station being used as collateral. Peterson says the original contract administrators knew the collateral was for a line of credit to pay for operating expenses in multiple cities.
And none of them raised any objection when it was done.
While College Station self-reported a technical violation to HUD, Peterson says that hasn't happened in other cities.
Everybody else disagrees with the interpretation that the city College Station has. A couple of them have asked that, you know, they just make some changes on where they put the line of credit funds or, you know, things like that.
Peterson says one home in College Station was built and sold while construction of the second home is continuing without the grant, only with the money made from the sale of the first home. Peterson says when the second house is completed and sold, a portion of those proceeds will be returned to the city under terms of the grant. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Texas man arrested following a bank robbery in Arkansas is suspected of multiple holdups in three states, including one nearly 2 years ago in College Station at FedStar Credit Union. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says Richard Swicegood was caught by Arkansas State Police following a similar holdup in Benton.
And through the follow-up investigation from Arkansas State Police and FBI, this suspect was positively linked to our robbery that had occurred on August 17th of 2012.
Swicegood is also accused of robberies in Mississippi. One of two men involved in a Bryan Bank robbery a year ago is headed to prison. A Brazos County District Court jury sentenced 43-year-old Brian Champion of Houston to 60 years. That's after Champion pleaded guilty to armed holdup at the Commerce National Bank at 29th and Broadmoor. During the punishment phase, prosecution witnesses included a local realtor who testified how he was beaten and tied up before his car was stolen before the robbery. The district attorney's office says Champion must serve 30 years before he is eligible for parole due to holding up a Houston store 11 years ago. It's been 5 years since College Station police found three computers and other storage devices containing more than 64,000 pornographic images of children. The man convicted of possessing those pictures is out of prison. 43-year-old Greg Baird, who lists an address in Spring, according to jail records, was granted parole after serving 4 years of a 15-year sentence. He was released Thursday from the Brazos County Jail to start 10 years of probation. Conditions include sex offender treatment, staying at least 1,000 feet from any place where children gather, not having access to the internet without the device having approved software, and performing 300 hours of community service. Restoration has begun on a small Jewish temple in downtown Bryan, the only one in Texas named for a woman. Built at the same time and using the same materials as St. Andrew's Episcopal, Temple Frida was a working synagogue until the 1970s. Stephanie Sale, part of a group of Bryan residents attempting to restore the building, says they hope to bring it back in line with the original deed requirements.
The land for Temple Frida was given under a kind of an unusual arrangement by a man named J.W. English, who was a member of St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. And he gave the land to the Jewish group of families that were coming together to build their temple for $10. It was to be used for religious or benevolent purposes.
The stained glass windows have been removed for repair, something Sale says will be quite obvious to passersby. She says those interested in the project can contact Lindsay Gindy with the city of Bryan. A record 6,500 Texas A&M freshmen are participating in Freshman Orientation Week. Director Alex Kalins of Arlington says that necessitated adding a seventh four-day session, each identified by its own color. Kalin, a 2014 graduate, is leading 1,200 upperclassmen who are paying their own way to be student counselors.
We've been focused on traditions, especially this year, and passing those down to the freshmen so that they know what it means to be an Aggie and so that they can in turn, pass it down to future freshmen.
It's the first time in nearly 20 years Fish Camp has added a session. Tonight, you're invited to opening ceremonies for the games of Texas starting at 7:30 at Olson Field. Jordan Meserol with the Convention and Visitors Bureau says competition began Thursday and continues through Monday.
Once you throw in coaches and parents and media and all that stuff, that's where we climb all the way into the numbers of 25,000. So, it's almost like a tiny warm-up for football weekends there. So we're really, really excited about it.
This is the first of a two-year run for the state's version of the Olympics, with events taking place in both cities and on the Texas A&M campus. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news at 8 o'clock or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want to promote your business to Texas A&M students? Register now for the 10th Annual Aggieland Market, a vendor fair where students, faculty, and staff can learn more about local businesses and their services. Aggieland Market is a part of Gig'em Week, Aggieland's official week of welcome, and will be held on Friday, August 29th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sol Ross Plaza on the Texas A&M campus. Registration ends August 1st and space is limited. For more information, call 979-845-1741. Brought to you by the offices of the Dean of Student Life, Barnes & Noble at Texas A&M University, Dex Media, Hope Pregnancy Center, Kroger, Pepsi, and Candy 95.
It's 7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine, it's going to be with us today. It's going to drive temperatures up to about 90 degrees. We'll see whether or not we can pick up a thunderstorm. We have some heavy activity this morning just west of the Texas coast. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine, maybe a thunderstorm for tomorrow. Highs reaching 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Sun, maybe a thunderstorm Sunday and 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit as the USA Today preseason coaches poll was released yesterday and the Aggs are in the top 20. Brazos Valley Bombers were rained out, so they'll play two tonight. And we've got Major League Baseball trade deadline yesterday at two with a bunch of people moving around. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
It's time for a knock-knock joke.
Been waiting all week for this one.
Yay. Yeah,
you know, because it's Friday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Yay.
Okay, here we go. Okay, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Okay, now, Kevin, if you don't want to play, then we'll just let Patrick play the knock-knock joke, okay?
I mean, yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, so there. So what do you want to do about that? So
I'm sticking my tongue out at you both.
So let's start over. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Thank you. Control freak. Okay, now you say control freak. I mean, that's not bad.
I like it. I like it.
See, Kevin, you didn't want to play, so there. It got the funnest part of the show, the only humorous thing we had all day, and you didn't get to play.
Well, we've had several funny things. Patrick's been gone.
Okay. Patrick's been gone?
On.
Oh, okay. Hello?
I just had visions of ping pong balls falling, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, I do. Thank you. All right. The CDC is saying it's not safe to fly to African countries now. Since that Ebola thing.
I'll heed their warning.
No kidding. Tom Friedman, announced yesterday in a news conference, decided to call a news conference to tell you it's not safe to go over to Africa because of the Ebola outbreak, just in case you didn't know. Restaurant in California says they don't want children eating there. It's called the Old Fisherman's Grotto in Monterey, has posted signs informing customers that high chairs and booster chairs are not available. The sign says, children crying or making loud noises are a distraction to other diners and are not allowed. The restaurant also prohibits strollers. The owner's named Chris Shake says his policy has been in effect for 2 years and it hadn't hurt business at all. And that's, you know, I don't think I have a problem with that.
Mm-mm.
You know, we used to talk about before there was a smoking ban. Why not let the marketplace decide?
Absolutely.
No matter what those things are. If you want to do that, why not let that happen again? You know, but that was a long time ago when we were too stupid to know what's good for us. You know what I'm saying? So you shouldn't have to tell people not to smoke. You know, it's all you have to do. Hello.
I guess his campaign would be don't shake the baby.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. That's well done. Thank you, sir. A lady in England changed her name to Skywalker, catching some flack from the government. Her name used to be Laura Matthews. She's 29 years old. Assumed that Luke Skywalker's last name back in 2008 because she thought it would be funny. She's been signing her name L. Skywalker ever since, but officials have now rejected her passport application because they say she's using a copyrighted name. Government spokesperson says we have a duty to ensure the reputation of the UK passport is not called into question or disrepute. So, there you are. She says, it's on my driver's license, it's on my bank cards, it's on everything. Why can't it be on my passport? So, there you are, 743. The best mama in the animal kingdom. You ready?
Sure.
The deep sea octopus wins the prize.
Of course.
That's what I always thought.
Yeah, sure. Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute says that a female octopus has set a record for standing guard over her eggs for 4 years. That's three times as long as any other brooding species on the planet. The octopi, that'd be your plural for octopus more than one, typically spends a quarter of their lives brooding. That means that this octopus lifespan could be 16 to 18 years. So
goodness.
There you are. That's how
four years for an egg to hatch?
Yeah, that's what
holy
they say here.
Cow.
Yeah. Grumpy mom. Okay, here's the thing about zoos. You know, despite the fact that those wild animals are behind bars, they are still wild animals. So no matter how fuzzy or furry or cute the lion looks, it's not a good idea to pet it unless the zookeeper says to go ahead and do that. So a Michigan woman claims that after she was allowed into a lion's cage, I don't know why that is, she ended up losing part of her finger. She says the zookeeper allowed her into the cage with the big cat over the weekend and that the guide told her, yeah, when she asked if it would be okay to pet the lion. As it turned out, not a good idea, took off part of her finger. Afterwards, she alleges the staff tried to cover it up. The owners of the zoo, wish they'd tell us the name of the zoo, says that the woman went into the area where she wasn't supposed to and tried to pet the lion against the zookeeper's warning. So he said, she said, of course she said, ow. But in what world do you let just general people get in there and do that? I mean, my thought is that's not the idea. One man's been arrested. Police are searching for another after a drone carrying tobacco, marijuana, and cell phones was discovered next to the security fence of a prison outside South Carolina. Dude, if you could bring us in some weed along with the cell phone, that'd be great. And four Dr. Seuss stories haven't been seen since the 1950s will be published again September the 9th. The Massachusetts collector who previously helped Random House dig up the long-forgotten Dr. Seuss tales, also a source for his new collection entitled Horton and the Quigger Bug and Most Lost Stories. The new tongue-twisting tales feature our old friends Horton, an appearance by Marco, the subject of Seuss's first children's book, and To Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street, and a slightly different Grinch. Ooh, a new Grinch, like Grinch 2. That'll be fun. Oh, by the way, we ought to mention this. Today is the anniversary of the debut nationally of the Rush Limbaugh Show.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of helped save AM stations all over America like this one. That was back in 1988. We didn't take it on in 1988, but it's pretty soon after there. We were in the first, I want to say we were in the first 150 stations to join the network, so that's pretty cool. And this thing called MTV, which they said wouldn't last. And of course, it's not the same now as it used to be.
Didn't it ever play music.
1981. Yeah, really. I mean, you know.
Well, that's what M2 was supposed to be for, and now they don't play music. Or MTV2.
That's a great babysitter. You know what I'm saying? Put my kid down there. I walk in one day, he's singing along with Twisted Sister. It was awesome.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. You talked, we listened. It's called 8-to-8, same great rate. Now, whatever your heating and air conditioning repair needs, we will come to your home between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. for the same great service rate. So call us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. That's 8-to-8, same great rate. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
You know, many parents, just like Gene and me, simply don't have the money to buy the latest toys and electronic gadgets. They can get really expensive. The good news is, to make a child's upbringing rich and meaningful, none of that is necessary. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It can be tough for parents to find ways to entertain their children when money is short. Fortunately, there are dozens of inexpensive ways to provide fun activities for your little ones. You can start with your local library. There are shelves and shelves of books and DVDs that will introduce your children to people and places they've never dreamed of that can ignite their imaginations. Most communities have a number of other fun opportunities to choose from as well. There are museums, science centers, and zoos in your area, most of which offer low-cost or free children's programs. It would also be a great idea to start introducing your children to the world of music and drama. In fact, my two young boys and I did that just the other day. We did impromptu speeches just for fun. We were on the floor laughing. You may have to get creative, but if you're a family on a tight budget, take heart. The happiest, most well-adjusted children are not those with every new toy that hits the stores. Those who thrive best have committed, caring parents who take a genuine interest in their lives. You'll find encouragement to make every day count at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My Bed Back loves my Craftmatic.
My Bed Back loves my Craftmatic bed.
My Bed Back loves my Craftmatic adjustable bed.
These aren't actors. They're real people who sleep better every night thanks to their Craftmatic adjustable bed. Just call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576. For prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds, amaze yourself and see how little they cost. Rated number one by ConsumerAffairs.com, Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. So if you've ever had a bad night's sleep, wake up sore, stiff, with back, neck, or shoulder pain, call for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. Amaze yourself. See how little they cost. Call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576. 800-371-9576. Call now.
Building a home can be a stressful and complicated process. Let Michael Schaefer at Schaefer Custom Homes ease your mind. He can build you a custom house, allowing you to make it into a home. His home buyers give him great reviews.
We were very impressed by his style and quality of his craftsmanship.
What made it so easy was how gracious and professional he was about everything.
Without a doubt, you have the best quality and features at the best price of any other home builder in the area.
Log on to SchaeferCustomHomes.net. Building better relationships. Schaefer Custom Homes.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:50. The USA Today preseason coaches poll was released yesterday. Reigning national champ Florida State is number one, followed by Alabama, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Auburn. The Aggies are picked 20th, while Texas, with new head coach Charlie Strong, slot into the chart at number 24. You can check out the entire list of the top 25. We've posted that on the website at WTAW.com. By the way, the photos of the new facility were released yesterday, and as promised, you'll be able to view those on our website as well. A quick thumbnail of what you'll see, a barbershop in the locker room, equipped with wall art and four TVs. And above each locker, there are little tiles, kind of like flat-screen TVs, that have the player's name, picture, hometown, position, etc. But it can also be used as a ribbon board, much like the one they have that circles through Kyle Field. Again, all that's posted at WTAW.com. Texas A&M Baseball has named former University of Nebraska player and assistant coach Will Bolt to the staff. He previously served a two-year stint as a volunteer assistant coach at A&M from 06 to 07. The Conroe native spent the last three seasons as the associate head coach for the Cornhuskers. Bolt helped lead the Huskers offense to what was one of the best in the Big Ten last year. Bolt's primary function will include coordinating the offensive game, mentoring the infielders, and serving as a third base coach. In the junior PGA, Kristen Gilman increased her lead to six strokes yesterday in the junior PGA championship at Miramount by shooting a 1-under 70 to reach 11-under for her total. Gilman has had the best three-day total in the history of the girls' division. She's from Austin, Texas. Gordon Neal had a two-stroke lead in the boys' division when the third round of play was suspended because of thunderstorms. Those same thunderstorms rained out the Brazos Valley Bombers, so they'll play two today against the East Texas Pumpjacks. Game one starts at 6:15. Baseball's non-waiver trade deadline ended at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and there were some big names getting moved around. Boston Red Sox ace John Lester and outfielder Johnny Gomes were headed to Oakland in exchange for ace slugger Yonis Cepedes. The Red Sox right-hander John Lackey has been traded to St. Louis for Cardinals pitcher Joe Kelly and outfielder Alan Craig. The Detroit Tigers have picked up former Cy Young winner David Price in a three-team trade that sent Austin Jackson to Seattle and Drew Smyly, Willie Adams, Nick Franklin all to Tampa Bay. That was off-field action. On the field, Nolan Reimold hit two home runs as the streaking Toronto Blue Jays rallied for a 6-5 win over the Houston Astros. Reimold's first homer came in the fifth and cut the Houston lead to 4-3. His second homer of the game came against Chad Qualls and sent Toronto to its ninth win in 10 games. The Jays will stay in H-Town. First pitch tonight at 7:10. Rangers had the day off for travel. They're in Cleveland tonight. First pitch there at 6:05. John Daniels, the president of baseball ops and general manager for the Texas Rangers, was on a radio show in Dallas yesterday, and as much as said, they're pretty much writing this season off to get ready for next year.
We want to show up at spring training, whether it's Chew with his ankle or Holland with his knee, Jerkson with kind of under the shoulder, under the armpit muscle. We want all those things to be 100% in the rearview mirror. So that's our goal.
We'll go from baseball to football, where the Cowboys are wrapping up their first week of training camp. After the horrendous season last year from the defense, the big question most often asked is the D coming along? And head coach Jason Garrett says it's a building process.
Certainly a work in progress, like every part of our team is at this stage of the year. I'm really pleased with how guys are working. I think our coaches are coaching guys hard, and I think our players are responding well to it.
We'll hop to the PGA, where Dustin Johnson is taking a leave of absence from pro golf to seek help for what he calls, quote, personal challenges. The statement he released through his management company offered no other details. Johnson will not compete in next week's PGA Championship and could miss the Ryder Cup. And finally, Mark Leishman is the leader through one round of the Bridgestone Invitational in Akron, Ohio. Leishman fired a 6-under-64 for a one-shot edge over Ryan Moore, Justin Rose, and Carl Schwartzel. Tiger Woods is four shots back. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Awards and More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards and More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards and More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards and More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 4 minutes till. We need to give some stuff away.
What do we got?
Friday. Well, you know, I got a choice. 695-1620. 695-1620, a choice. And, you know, I don't want you to have won, you know, in the last month or so. In other words, I remember your name, you're not going to win. Well, actually, we have a pair of tickets to Harvest Fest at Messina Hof, which is going on tomorrow. And then we also have tickets for Schlitterbahn. We have tickets for Schlitterbahn Galveston and tickets for Schlitterbahn in South Padre. Okay, 695-1620. Do that in a minute. So, Keyshawn Johnson, you see that he's getting married? He's kind of raising the bar here when it comes to sending out the wedding invites. Apparently, an iPad 4, he's sending out to all the people he's inviting, okay?
It's programmed with the, wow.
It's got a photo gallery, guest book, countdown clock, gift registry in the machine for the guests of the upcoming nuptials. And that, you know, you're probably going to get better than a Hamilton Beach coffee maker out of that.
Oh,
you know what
I'm thinking so.
Okay, first, you're an NFL player. I know he's marrying. You know, where do they register? You know what I'm saying? Where do they register their wedding gifts? How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric who?
Eric Caldwell.
Eric, I got tickets to Messina Hof tomorrow. Or I got tickets to either the Schlitterbahns, either in Galveston or South Padre. What do you like?
Wow. You know what? I'm going to try the Harvest Fest.
Okay. That's cool, man. You got them for you. Thanks. That's a pretty good deal. It's about $160 value. Okay. That's not bad. Hi there. Who's this?
My name's Mitch.
Mitch. Now, Mitch, you know you've won too much, buddy.
I haven't won from y'all in at least a year.
Are you kidding me? You just call with funny stuff. That's why I recognize your voice.
There you go.
I got Messina Hof or I got Schlitterbahn.
My family's tired of staying home. They want to go to Schlitterbahn.
All right, which one you want to go to, Galveston or South Padre?
Galveston, please.
All right, got a pair of tickets for you.
Yeah. I just found, are you taking another call?
I'm going to take one more. I'm going to take this call right here. Hi there, who are you?
Sharon Park.
Sharon, what do you want? I got tickets for Schlitterbahn or Harvest Fest at Messina Hof.
Schlitterbahn.
All right, where? You want Galveston or South Padre?
Galveston, please.
Got it. All right, see you. What you got? Kevin.
I am, as I was thumbing through, just looking at some stuff, I announced the player changes yesterday, or the player trades yesterday from the trade deadline.
Right.
The center fielder, Austin Jackson, was one of the names I mentioned in one of the four-team deals. The Tigers coach came out onto the field during an at-bat and told the umpire, I didn't see that part.
Oh, yeah.
Another player ran out on the field to take his place. The Mariners didn't want him to get hurt, so they yanked him out of the middle of the game.
They can do that. Doesn't happen often, but when you got to go, you got to go.
And, why am I getting pulled? Son, you just got traded.
That's right. I understand he had a standing ovation as he left the park.
People he's played his entire career with Detroit.
Oh, well, that's very good. Well, that's unusual in and of itself right there.
Poor guy.
All right, here you go. In the United States, we're very familiar with the child beauty pageants. Oh, boy, aren't we? Okay. But in the UK, this is apparently just starting to catch on. Hence a new documentary, Blinging Up Baby. Blinging Up Baby. I know. I hear the disgust already. Well, anyway, Leon Dix is a 33-year-old mom of two. She's created a Hooters outfit for her 4-year-old daughter, Scarlett.
Oh, hell no.
Yes, indeed. Complete with the tiny red shorts. She says, some people might say it's controversial, especially the theme that I've chosen. She probably says it with a British accent that I'm not going to do. But at the end of the day, little girls wear swimming costumes to the beach all summer, and that's not a controlled environment. The environment my kids go into is a controlled environment. They also come from one where their mother is out of control, it sounds like to me.
Where's Dad? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Oh, man. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Only about 89 for a high temperature today. We do have a slight chance of some showers. About 90 for tomorrow and Sunday as well. 72 right now with north winds. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.